This is Carrie Cassidy and Bill Ryan and Project Camelot, and we are here with Mr. X, and he is going to grant a small interview here for the sake of the UFO conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, and today is November 8th, and thank you for taking your time out to join us here and give us a sample of what you know.
Well, I was an aerospace worker, and our department was approached and asked if we wanted to work on a special project. So six or seven of us volunteered. Two of us worked the project. I never knew what happened to the other person, never contacted them again. And basically what it was a job of archiving, filing, sorting. That's about the best way to describe it. Mostly pictures, but some videos, films, documents of UFOs and artifacts.
The UFOs and the documents you were sorting were from what years?
From 1947 or even prior to that up to the present year, which would be 84, 85.
Okay, and you were actually working in a vault under a guard, isn't that right?
The guards weren't even allowed to come in unless they were delivering work and it was in bags. There were guards outside that let us in, but they didn't come in where we were. There was other people that brought stuff to us, and if the guards happened to bring work, it was in a bag with four padlocks, and it was drop it off and see you later, and call me when it's done, and bagged up and locked.
And you volunteered for this job, right?
Well, I volunteered for the job not knowing what it was.
Could you just say what your skill set was originally? In other words, I know you were sorting these documents and actually viewing videos, is that right?
On rare occasions, most of it was just videos and cases, and they had like a picture on the outside, but once in a while they would provide us with a little projector with a little monitor that we could look at them. These were huge video cassettes, big ones, probably about a foot wide by 6 inches by 2 inches thick.
You actually saw pictures of aliens, isn't that right?
Some, not a whole lot, but enough to know that that's what they were. More photos of crafts flying than anything else.
Okay, can you describe the aliens, for example?
There was the typical gray that you see all over the place. There's several photos floating around, and people use them as avatars nowadays, but there's a few famous photos out there, and they pretty much look that way. There's variations, but there was also some taller orange ones and white ones, kind of the same type of deal, just different color skin, that were allegedly the creators of the Greys, who allegedly were supposed to be our creators.
When you say allegedly, this is stuff that you were reading about in the documentation?
Yes, I read stuff that said that and stuff also that denied that. So I had quite a bit of documentation, but yes, definitely stuff that reflected that idea.
And do you know where these instructions came from, what part of the U.S. government? Because you were working for a major defense contractor, isn't that right?
Yes. They were from all different agencies. There was Air Force documents. There was documents from the U.S. government, from Congress. A lot of them were from NORAD. There was mostly like Air Force base memos and military stuff.
What is it you learned about the alien presence here on Earth?
Well, two or three things stuck out for me that have never left my mind since. And one being that several races of them are opposed to our invention of nuclear weapons and our proliferation of making them. And in several documents, it said that our government officials have read and picked up data off of crashed ships that said they will come and either shut off or intercept in the event of a major nuclear conflict. The second thing is that when they don't die like we do, and they don't regard their bodies like we do. Their bodies are like a shell to them. And when they die, they just get a new body. They don't forget. They just kind of say, okay, I need a new body. This one's done. And they go and incarnate themselves into a new body, so there's no lapse in what we call death and what some people call reincarnation, which I happen to believe in.
So do you think, did this really change your life in the 1980s when you were involved in this?
Oh, absolutely. It changed my spirituality and my, I always had this idea because I went to a real conservative church, and it was really hard to swallow what the father or the reverend had to say. And I thought, there's got to be something's wrong here. This can't be all the rest of life. And when I finally had my assignment, it was like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
So unbeknownst to them, you were actually a UFO aficionado in some ways during those days.
Oh, I was in my teens. Okay. I was interested and read as much as I could. And yeah, definitely interested a long time before.
And can you say something about how you were told or how the documentation told you that we were engineered?
There was words like created. Now, given our science, I think those two could equate to one another.
Did you know who was writing the documentation?
It was a combination of stuff that was relayed to us by the Greys and other stuff that was written by scientists, I would guess employed by the government and signed by scientists, and knowledge from what we had discovered from reverse engineering or autopsies or the like, and knowledge from them also.
Did you come across anything that talked about the future of humanity and or on the planet?
Nothing like that. I think my job was basically to put things in order to be analyzed. I didn't get a lot of material that had answers, per se. I got a lot of data.
Did you come across anything about the ETs making their presence known?
Only if in the event of nuclear conflict.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to wind this up right now because this is we don't have much time here. But thank you very much again for coming forward and for being so honest. And we really appreciate it, and humanity appreciates it as well.
Oh, you're very welcome. And hello, everybody in the audience. I wish I could be there with you.